Nice.
But what do you think about the team so far as game design? Because it looks like we're going to be going into the next phase here, innovation.
Nice.
Talk a little bit about that.
Very good. I mean, some of the games that we've seen over the past couple of years and over the past couple of competitions has been like a very, very slow trend and kind of focus on mobile. And so I see that a lot of people are kind of doing that in that space now. And I thought Swagface, for example, had a really cool app where, you know, you're imitating different facial expressions over there. So
okay. Well, actually, it looks like we're actually going to bring out the next team in the Innovation
okay,
Lab
awesome.
First.
So
do you mind actually go grab them?
Thank Definitely. You, sir. I appreciate it, Wilson.
Thank you.
So as Wilson goes and grabs the next team here. All right, guys, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank
good,
you.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very, very well. You know, I'm a beautiful day outside, although these windows are a little bit fogged, so I don't get to look out. But go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell me what you guys are working on.
All right, so I'm Alec Crow. This is Zach Levin and Teresa Scaife. Our project is basically using the Kinect to interpret and translate sign language. So kind of give you an idea of what we're doing, the Kinect kind of has like three different camera sensors on it, and so we can use this to track the user's different hands and other movements, and we can use this in a database to kind of match up to different sign languages, and then we can translate this into text and then use text-to-speech to actually have the computer speak what the user is signing.
Well, that's fascinating. So now, what do you guys call this technology? Do you guys have a name for it?
Yes, our program is called Word of Hand.
Perfect. I think that pretty much exactly tells you what it is. So now, if I was someone that doesn't actually know sign language, mm-hmm. I would be able to actually use this and be able to communicate with someone that is hard of hearing and is able to.
Yeah. So that's our idea. We're planning on using this to help anyone who doesn't know sign language. They can suddenly now communicate with all the deaf community who sign language is very prominent in.
That's good. That's excellent. So now, what school are you guys from?
We are from the University of Arkansas at Little Rock.
Okay, very nice, very nice. Have you guys been to California beforehand?
We came back in March for the Microsoft Imagine Cup Accelerator program, but other than that, I think it's pretty much first time for
us. Very nice. So now, where do you guys see, this technology going? Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you're just now in the startup phase, mm-hmm. and you guys are starting to, kind of get things rolling and budding and stuff. Where do you guys see the potential of this going? Yeah, I mean,
well, we actually have really big ideas for the future. So we're planning on basically getting this in every public institution there is. So anything where there's communication between people, our product could be useful. I mean, you have hospitals, universities, everything. But that's a little far off for now. So what we're going to do is start a little smaller, and we're going to work with some of the 52 deaf schools that are in the United States. And Teresa actually works at the Arkansas School for the Deaf and Blind, she has like a direct connection for us, and we're already planning on working with those students to test our product and get it ready for the larger markets.
So you guys are ready to start doing piloting. That would be great.
Yes.
That would be awesome. So now, since you guys are using the Kinect sensor, do you guys see computer vision kind of going out, and computer vision, and kind of explain what computer vision is in mm-hmm. the sense of like what's going on. Do mm-hmm. you guys see it, going out and becoming a primary thing that's used almost every day?
I think computer vision has a lot of revolutionary new features, and it's been in work for a while. It's getting a lot more useful now that we have more powerful computers and stuff. But I think there are a lot of things that computer vision will be able to be used for that haven't been thought of before. But now that we have these better computers, I think it'd have a lot of new applications such as this.
That's awesome. So now that you guys are just starting out, you guys went to Rocket Space yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did you guys learn any key values that make you say, wow, I am ready to get my startup off the ground and rolling?
It was certainly a very interesting presentation. It was very invigorating. A lot of it seemed to kind of go back to what we covered in March and stuff, though. But I think it's kind of relit that fire we got back then to kind of motivate us to continue our project.
And that's awesome. That's phenomenal. I'm glad to actually see some of the stuff you guys are working on. And, I really am going to go try out your app myself because I think that'll be awesome because I like really cool things like that. I really appreciate it, guys. And good luck. I know you guys are doing presentation in a little bit. I think you're the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I will talk to you guys later. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh. Sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.